Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Gracie the Witch, anytime it comes up in conversation, oh, by the way, I always want to see people's reaction. I was talking to a witch, and she told me that X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And for some reason, people are like, yeah, I saw that. Wait, how did everybody see Gracie the Witch? That's how much people get interested when you're doing non-sports, believe it or not, apparently. But yeah, Gracie, we'll see. We'll find out soon. I'm going to be a royal traveler. I got to take care of my feet, though. We'll find out about that coming up. All right, Monday moons, penultimate moons being handed out here. They go away forever next Monday. Sam, where do you want to start?
Let's start with the Christmas moon. It's December, obviously. It's December 8th now. The entire house is decorated. The inside has been done. The outside is done. All the leaves are gone. The snow is here. And I have my Spotify Christmas playlist, which I've curated over the last 5 years. Yes, I'm that guy. I have a Christmas playlist. But we don't have any of the bad slow tunes. We got the hot Christmas tracks. So it is fully Christmas moon. And I've decided that I will be driving back starting on the 18th of December. And there may be our series finale. There may be a series finale bet sweats on December 19th at WGR in Buffalo. I have the Christmas spirit. Joe asked during the break, how long are you going to stay in Chicago for? I don't know. Like Christmas next year, maybe. Maybe the whole year. I'm in the spirit. It's tough to get in the spirit, but I'm in the spirit. So Christmas moon to anybody who would like to participate in Christmas moon. Number two. Is the I believe that we will win moon. Apparently, there was a drawing last week for the World Cup. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. They play Australia. It'll probably be a draw. Woo! I believe that we will tie. Remember when your kids were singing the I believe that we will win all over the house?
Oh, when I hear it, I start singing it.
Well, have fun with that. John Murray is a huge soccer guy, and he wants me to go with him to the World Cup match. It is mid-June in Seattle. The U.S. men's national team will take on Australia. I don't think I'm going to go, but we had to hear about USA soccer Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the soccer moon is very strong. As one would imagine, this show, not a big soccer show. Remember we bet the draw a couple times and made money? I'm like, oh, let's just bet the tie. The last moon is I like to call this one the flagship moon. After 3 months, the Chiefs are dead. It's over. It's done. I don't want to hear it. No more best team in the league. No more Mahomes this, no more Kelce that, no more Reed that, no more if you don't have a Chiefs bet, you're an idiot. The Chiefs are dead.
I am all in.
I did not plan that, for the record. I'd just like to be clear. I did not plan that. Let me do one more pour out for the Chiefs, who are finally dead.
Does that make room for another Super Bowl bet, though? If they're eliminated, you can bet another Super Bowl, right? Mine go with the Commanders, too.
What about the Texans? Texans next?
Because I think that's too easy because they're the ones that beat the Chiefs. But you might be right because the Texans might win out. It sounds crazy. Look at the schedule. There's a chance that they could win out. Yeah, that could be it. Indy's out too. It's got to be another AFC team. Is there another one in the mix? Not the Chargers. Know. Could be the Texans. Could be a good call there. All right. Very good. I saw people complaining about the World Cup stuff, and Murray was one of the tweets that I saw. I had no idea what he was talking about. He was complaining, and he's like, and I'm like, well, what's he talking about? I couldn't figure it out. I eventually figured out, oh, the World Cup draw. How exciting. All right. I've got some moons to hand out. You started going down this road, so let's do it. Let's do the candy stripe pant moon to Brian Gerch and company. I will never forget one of the great moments on this show, 10 toes down, when Gerch was so upset with the way the defense looked. Was it Kennesaw State? I always forget which non-conference game it was.
I believe it was Indiana State. They won 77-0.
73-0. Yeah, 70. I think it was 73, maybe 77. 73. Yeah, and then Gerch's takeaway was 10 toes down. Indiana is going winless. When Mendoza's at the podium and his teammates are chanting Heisman and he's got that you-know-what grin and Klatt's like pumping it up and, of course, Heisman, another Heisman moment for Mendoza. I couldn't help but think about Gerch when they're on the podium celebrating an undefeated season. It was truly remarkable. There's wrong and there's being big wrong. And I don't know that anybody's ever going to be more wrong than saying a team is going to go winless. And then they go on, they get the one seed, they go undefeated. Maybe they end up being the champions. And I think the likelihood is that their quarterback is the Heisman Trophy winner as well. It's truly remarkable. I can't wait to see how this pans out for Gerch. So candy stripe pant moon for Gerch. Let's go OPOY moon. Two more touchdowns, JSN, Colts, season over. Oh, let's check the numbers. There is a God. JSN minus 370.
Let's go.
Minus 370. So then this morning, I'm like, wait, which book was it at? I got to make sure that's still there. I don't know why I was thinking 80. Anyways, when I bet it, it was 50. And that was middle of September. It was 50-1, but thankfully I did find the ticket. So feeling good about JSN right now as the offensive player of the year. He's minus 370 favorite. Jonathan Taylor is third. I wouldn't mind if CMC comes back in the mix here. He was off this weekend. We grabbed some of that 40 last week. Wouldn't mind that. But as long as it's not Gibbs or Taylor, I will be very happy. One more moon to hand out. Have you seen this Turkish female basketball star, Semih Naz Oget? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but she's phenomenal. She scored 69 points in a game the other day. And I saw Anthony Edwards say, I'll let her drop 69 on me any day. So Horny Come Moon on. Goes out to Anthony Come Edwards.
Come on. Really?
Yes. Look it up. That's what Anthony Edwards said. And I guess it's an ex of his. I wasn't sure who the quote was from, but there was a female that said she doesn't want to be your next victim. Calm your small blank. So good. So good. Some NBA drama over there. Anthony Edwards, horny moon. All right. Paul, do you have any moons to hand out?
Not following that. Nope.
You got none?
Oh, yeah. Here's one, I guess. A me moon, because all week I was with you guys. Notre Dame belongs to be, deserves to be in. All numbers are saying they're in. Doing inside the betting lines with PJ Glasser on Saturday. Notre Dame, we start the show with that conversation. Notre Dame, Notre Dame, Notre Dame. Around, I don't know, time zones, 2:30 somewhere. Texas Tech's in control. It's pretty clear they're not going to bail out the committee and knock them both out, even though the ACC title game hadn't happened yet. And Jesse Palmer, on top of like the Miami Alum Association doing their thing all last week, pounding the table for Miami, Jesse Palmer, like they put the bracket up. It's clear BYU's not going to make it. He crosses off, or at least circles, it was on mute, Notre Dame in the bracket. And literally writes with the telestrator, Miami. And at that point, I knew. And I bet Miami at 2-1 to make the playoff. Despite the fact that I thought it was insane, I thought it was the wrong decision. But I also realized, you know what? If I was the committee and I want to soft launch Miami past Notre Dame, it'd be great to have a TV partner to do my dirty work for me. And I don't think that's too tinfoil hatty, but I think it's pretty clear they like everyone got the assignment, and that was when I knew Miami was going to make it over Notre Dame. And that was before the SEC title game too. And Notre Dame was what, -1800 to make into Sunday morning. So, not being stubborn, Moon, like I was with DeMar Hamlin against Joe Flacco, Moon, life, Moon. So that's all I got.
Two quick follow-ups. Number one, Notre Dame was -3,000 yesterday to make the playoff. Like 11 o'clock Eastern, -3,000. Second follow-up, yep. I love that we've just stopped naming real moons and creating moons. That's
I am the moon. I am the moon.
I am the moon. I am the Eggman. I am the walrus moon.
Yeah, leading up to the selection show, like Lifshatz, our buddy Dan Lifshatz, a sports hub in Boston, was tweeting it out. He's like, Notre Dame to miss. I just bet it at +790. As it was getting closer, he's like, okay, it's +1120. Something must have leaked. Nope.
It was the only reason I did Miami. I felt pretty confident Miami was getting in. The committee's run by the SEC. The chairman's from the SEC. They're probably never going to leave Bama out, but I at least felt Miami's definitely in, maybe with a total dud they keep, and three losses, they keep Alabama out, which is why I went to Miami angle, but shout out to anyone who bet Notre Dame the miss.
I can't believe Alabama had -3 rushing yards and did not drop a single spot. That's a joke.
Insane.
It's amazing. Some guys, some teams perform poorly, you drop. Other teams, because it's Bama, because you're at that cut line, you do not. So a three-loss – all that conversation about a three-loss team can't get in, well, a three-loss team.
Yeah.
Got it. Go to – how's Texas feel today, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's that. Whole lot of issues. And now nobody's going to schedule any tough non-conference games moving forward.
Nope.
Hope you're happy. Hope you're happy. Jake, did you have any moons today?
Yeah, I got two. The first one is going to be something I texted Sam on Saturday night anyway. Serbians, moon. Southeastern Europe, moon. Itches, moon. The Fighting Illini, Eastern Europeans, just slapped the bleep out of Tennessee. It was awesome. But what I didn't need was Jelly Roll for 30 minutes at the booth giving his life story. Don't care. Show me the bleeping game. Ravich alone is bad enough. Why are we talking about Jelly Roll's weight loss journey? I do not care. Show me my giant Eastern European sons. Thank you. Anyway, Illinois wins by 13.
Do you have any tips?
That was awesome. What?
Jelly Roll?
Did he have any tips?
What moon?
All I heard was Paul saying any tip, and I was like, what? I don't know. I was not listening. But also, second moon, phlegm moon. I just woke up this morning, just the worst head cold of my life. I'm fighting demons right now. It sucks.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I hate my life.
Yeah. Sounds like you've been out drinking with me all night. You should have also, Jake, I know you were telling us about your moons. When you said Serbian moon and itch moon, Paul's face was very confused.
I didn't know where it was going.
No idea. Oh, Jake, where had a weekend.
Where you were going with that. None.
It's part of being the jester.
What was the itch part?
Because, like, everybody I know always. Ivica itch, Merkovic,
I got it after I said it. Stojakovic. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You know, we really should have had a meeting this morning to discuss this, Paul.
6 a.m. See all you tomorrow. Yeah. I stand by those
Jake's
decisions.
Moons.
Yeah.
What do you stand by?
The early production calls. No one had any idea what they were doing. Just trying to make cohesion.
Why is this on your mind today?
They just got brought back up.
I know, but why was it earlier?
Oh, just like, can you just like making fun of myself for the dumb stuff I used to do to like.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's filling out the LinkedIn. Directed morning it's meetings. Period.
Enter. Yeah.
It's under his skills.
Paul, none of it.
Skills. Conference calls.
Skills moon.
All right. Other side. Let's find out where the room is at.
What Monday is on night the other football. Side?
Eagles. Chargers.
Paul, do we have to send someone this to check on you?
It's fine.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Find out where the room is at for Monday Night Football. Eagles Chargers coming up in a few minutes, but now all the games are done, Sam. And the Heisman votes are being collected right now. A lot of, I would say a good amount of the voters wait until the, I don't know, is that Paul?
The and who's team? Backing up a truck right now? Yeah.
Like somebody I think they're backing up into my building. Yeah.
Yes. Garbage day over there?
It's actually, it might be. Maybe I'll become a truck driver, like in Top Gun.
It might. It might be. It might be garbage day. Do you not know?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't know what day they collect the garbage? Like, you got to get everything out of the house?
Well, it's an apartment, not like a condo. I don't know. There's like a trash can in the hallway that I put my trash in.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so you don't bring it outside.
Trash chute?
Correct.
Okay.
No shoot.
I got you.
Just a standalone trash can in the hallway, community trash.
There's three.
Okay, very good. So on the show, we talked a bunch about the move on Pavia. The odds kept dropping. And the case for Pavia not playing. Jeremiah Love not playing. Mendoza saying, okay, what would you need out of that? Well, you probably need Sand to win because he has dropped. But what you really need is neither of them to go off. We were talking about it, and Sam, you'd said, look, three touchdowns by either of them, that's going to win it. Neither of them had three touchdowns. Neither of them had two touchdowns. Each of them, one touchdown, one interception. Mendoza, saying it doesn't even matter. You eliminate him at this point, 258 yards. He's a loser in the game, and he was the fringe guy anyway. He was fourth on most people's list, so I'm eliminating him. Mendoza, 222 yards, one touchdown, one interception in the Big Ten championship. And then they're on the podium, and everybody's pumping him up. Oh, well, there's the Heisman moment again. You got to give him the Heisman. So I did a quick poll. Again, smaller sample size, but who wins the Heisman? Mendoza, saying Pavia, Love. Saying 4%, Pavia 15%, Love 25%, Mendoza 56%. What do you think? Is it Mendoza?
Yes.
Should it be?
I think it's more storyline than anything else. Indiana went to the college football playoff last year and then went undefeated this year, and nobody else stood out enough to win it. So I wouldn't be betting anybody else. I'm certainly not betting Mendoza, but I will say yesterday Mendoza was minus 5,000 at BetMGM. Now he's minus 2,500. So that's come in a bit. Are you saying Pavia 12-1, 15-1? Is that the bet?
Boy, I didn't even look because I just assumed it was going to be Mendoza, but you're right. It's only Pavia. It's not anybody else. It's definitely not saying, definitely not Love. Pavia Mendoza conversation. Mendoza probably wins. I agree with you. But at 9-1 or any number in that range, I think it's worth a bet because they might surprise us. They might.
Is it a bet, though, or is it an idea to make a bet? Because you're not saying bet it. But are you bringing this up because you think Pavia should win it or because you don't think Mendoza should?
I'm bringing it up because we had the Big Ten championship and we thought that was going to be the game that's going to decide everything. And Mendoza had a mediocre game, right? And he had the game that if you have a Pavia ticket, you're hoping Mendoza would have. And he got that game. You just didn't get the Ohio State win, which probably would have helped you a little bit more. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm bringing it up that the game happened, and I didn't walk away saying, okay, now we know the Heisman winner. I still think it's up in the air.
The post game for Mendoza was brutal. Did you hear that?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Awful.
As far which An part
awful
of it?
Awful post game. Just all of them. When they were glory to God, like a million times.
Oh, yeah.
His post game interview speech, I thought was wild, just wild.
And he tried to hand the microphone off to somebody else, and then Klatt's like, no, hold on, we got to talk about the Heisman here. And, you know, Fox is promoting that, like, he just won the Heisman, obviously, because they have the rights for the Big Ten and all that. And
this was with Jenny Taft. This was Jenny Taft on the field. Mendoza. right after the game. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so the game ends and Gus says, let's go down to Jenny. And Jenny's with Mendoza and he's like, oh, guys, glory to God, we just tried our hardest and our darnest. And you're like, oh. God.
It was strange. It was strange. Yeah, like, take a breath. Weird. Yeah, I mean, it's he's a kid, but I do
know.
Get.
Oh, it was.
I saw a very funny tweet. Annoyed.
Somebody said that Mendoza makes Russell Wilson look like Tupac Shakur.
Dude, I don't like his smile. It bothers me because it just says all I see is teeth. Every time he speaks, he won't stop smiling. I'm like, all right, I get it. You're happy, cool, but chill. Chill a little bit. Yeah, that whole post-game thing was interesting, to say the least. But Gertz says that they'll go winless.
Gertz loved the speech. He's claiming he loved every second of it, of the Mendoza
speech. Should we just follow Felica? Because Felica's right the entire time about Miami, and he made the case for Pavia, and he was talking about the regions last week. Maybe we should just follow Felica. He's right on all this.
Felica had a great year, man. He finished, I want to say, eighth or ninth in the Westgate contest, so he gets a check.
I saw that.
Yeah, no, it's been a great year for him. Has not been a good year for me, but he's been very, very good. He gets one of them big. I think he's going in today. He flies tonight, and he flies into Vegas because he's going to Urban Meyer's Hall of Fame thing, and then he's going to swing over to the Westgate and get the big cardboard check from the Westgate.
I think he got $8-9 grand, something like that.
Yeah, $9 grand, I believe. Good for him.
For like sixth place?
Oh, is it sixth? I thought it was eighth or ninth.
You might be right.
He was second a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago maybe. He was in second place in the contest.
And that's a good payout.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's five times, maybe.
Damn. Wow. I think there's a chance that we're going to have single digits. A few weeks ago in the Circa Survivor, a few weeks ago, it's like, oh, there's going to be so many winners because so many people and it's all chalk. Nope. We've had the crazy results. The top two most popular plays go down this week. So after Thanksgiving, where it's all underdogs. Been a wild, wild finish of the year, and we still have over a month to go. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, you got bet sweats. We got Monday Night Football on tap. Let's find out what the room is thinking.
Where's the room?
Paul Aspen, executive producer, what do we have for tonight? What are the five most popular props?
All right, Chargers, Eagles, five most popular props at BetMGM. Number five, Kamani Vidal. I can't keep it straight. Yeah, under 9.5 rushing attempts. That's a healthy minus 150.
Wow. Why? Against this Eagles rushing defense? Under 9.5 rushing attempts, and he just went off?
Yeah, well, because Hampton's back, I guess, right?
He's questionable.
But I guess they're betting on that.
Okay. I guess that's the idea. All right.
Okay. Don't know why they picked this guy tonight. I think I'd go elsewhere. AJ Brown, over 60.5 receiving yards.
Good number. Is the argument? Not me.
That's minus 118. All right. Jalen Hurts, over 30.5 rushing yards at minus 120.
Not running the ball as much this year. And now they're looking at it and saying his number's usually in the 40s, right? Mid-40s. Now you get it at 30. Maybe that's a bit of a bargain. Let's see. That's right in his range, man. Wow. 31, 33, 31, 27. Those are the last four games.
Okay. What about the attempts? Because the number two most bet prop at BetMGM, For tonight's game is Hurts over 7.5 rushing attempts at minus 130.
I just have no idea what to do with that. I mean, I would never know where to start. I guess if you look at his box score, I mean, that's what most people do. They pull up the Jalen Hurts box score and look at the last five games or whatever and make their conclusions off that. But when you're handicapping Jalen Hurts rushing attempts, Joe, where do you even start?
Yeah, I mean, last eight games, if you want to go on a trend, seven of them, he's gone under that number on attempts. But it's been so close many times. So there's some sevens in there. So I don't know. I mean, it's a coin toss. Is he going to get that one extra rush? Or are they going to be more desperate because of last week's loss? I don't know. Is he going to run more with Lane Johnson out? Not quite sure. So if you look at quarterbacks against the Chargers, do they give up a lot of yards rushing? No, not at all. Negative 6, 9, 0, 6, 0, 7, 4. That's yards. And not the most mobile quarterbacks over the last couple of months, but they don't give up a ton on the ground. There are certain teams that do. The Chargers are not a defense that does. I would stay away from these Hurts betting over rushing attempts, rushing yards props.
And I was trying to see if, like, maybe I mean, they see that the Chargers are very good against the run, especially recently. So maybe if Saquon or the run game with the running backs gets stagnant, maybe they turn to Hurts. I don't know. But
yeah,
not a look for me. And the number one most bet prop at BetMGM, McConkey, over 49.5 receiving yards. That is at -110.
That's it? Wow.
Well, it's up to 50.5 at BetMGM, and that's at -110 currently.
That looks like free candy, doesn't it? Oh, he's only going to get 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really interested in doing that. Nope. I don't see any of these props really popping, really all that interesting to me. It's tough because, like, okay, now you got no Jalen Carter, you have no Lane Johnson, you have a beat-up Chargers offensive line, and now Marion Hampton is apparently going to be returning. They're betting into that a lot, right? Like, he's one of the more popular touchdown plays, too. I don't know. There's a lot of question marks surrounding this game.
If we're thinking under game, right? Maybe it's just fade to AJ. Probably.
Is that the one you want to just pull out of the hat? AJ under 60.5, right?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a Saquon game and nowhere to be seen in the top five prop bets?
Well, I think they're looking at what he's done because of their O-line. And the one thing these Harbaugh teams have been historically good at is crowding the line and making the quarterback beat you. So if we're playing into the narrative and the recency bias, we're looking at Saquon unders. The problem is that's what the room does. So by way of fade, should we be looking at the Barkley props? I mean,
72.5. Man, that seems steep for maybe. Him? Yeah.
You think it's too low?
69?
No, I'm saying high. Like, I know historically, I mean, he's further up, but current Saquon, that's tough to get behind for me.
Okay, so Barkley is +110 to score a touchdown. We've seen him in the past be -150, -200, -300.
Uh-huh.
Joe's licking his lips.
Well, I scrolled down to look at that, what the touchdown price was, and he's +110. And I remember so many times, -250, -300, this is last season.
Yeah, the playoff game against Washington, I remember I felt bad at the time because they wanted best bets for the championship weekend. And I put Barkley -200 anytime touchdown. And he ended up having two or three. But, oh, how could you bet -200? Because I think it should be -400. So if you're buying Barkley, you're buying really good numbers. You know, last year in his run, he was 95.5, 98.5.
About the same price for Hurts.
And this way, if it's a screen pass, you know, you don't have to worry about the rushing yards. Like, you're Yeah, I think Barkley touchdown. Hurts, you said, yeah, plus 105. Are they going to shy away from the tush push because it blew up in their face last week? I don't know that they are.
I don't think so. I can't believe, like, no team thought of, hey, maybe you strip it as he's just standing there in a sea of men. Like, yeah, the Bears are some innovators. They decided to try and force a fumble the way that's been covered this week. Very strange. All right, lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P. That's what's BetMGM Network.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bets in a moment, Joe O, Sammy P. All right, so one of our regular listeners and viewers love it when people reach out and they actually thank you for stuff. Unlike Sam, you always bring up the ones that you know, want to kill you, losing bet, which happens. But it's nice when you hear from people that thank you. So I heard from someone that was thanking us for our Survivor conversations last week, not Tampa. And not Cleveland. And those are probably going to be two of the more popular in a lot of pools. And they were the two most popular in Circa. And, you know, Tampa, they lose outright as an 8.5-point favorite. Nobody's noticed, but they've been really bad for 2 months. Really bad. Ibaka could not catch a pass if you watched any of that game. He was terrible. So many drops in that one. I bring this up because there was a listener thanking us for talking him off those teams. Twice he switched off. He had Tampa, then he went to Cleveland. And then after listening to us again, he got off Cleveland and he ended up going with Green Bay. So I checked in the ones that started at the beginning of the season, the Survivor pools that I have, the bigger one for 75K, which is the one that this guy reached out about, the idea of a chop, that might be tough to facilitate with seven. But then I checked, okay, let's see what's going on at the high stakes one for 55K. Sam, there's four left after the carnage yesterday. Four. Guess who's one of the four?
Cody Westerlund.
Nope. Not Cody.
Sure easy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and the relaunch. Yes, he texted me yesterday.
No, better this not is F me. Original. This is the original high stakes one.
What?
That they won, that they took down last year.
Jeez.
So now he's in the final four. Unreal. Unreal. Took the Rams yesterday. Good stuff. Only four left. Now, we're at that point in the season. So, yeah, they might take it down in back-to-back years, which would really be something. So good luck. Good luck as far as that goes. And then you look at, we didn't have much time to talk about next week's numbers, but if you look at it, there's so many double-digit favorites in the NFL because of all the quarterback injuries that we had yesterday. A lot of times people talk about saving teams, this and that. Let's look at some of these double-digit numbers. Let's throw Houston into there, even though they're not. It's Houston minus 9.5. Circa actually has 10 against Arizona. Philly minus 12.5 against Vegas. Jacksonville minus 11.5 against the Jets. Seattle minus 11.5. Some 12.5 against Indy and Riley Leonard. San Francisco minus 12.5 against Tennessee. Ton of massive favorites next week.
Some bad quarterbacks. Speaking of,
awful.
Did you see what went viral yesterday? So Shadur, I believe, throws or runs for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then he's laying on the ground face down. And he goes to get up. And the camera angle, I mean, it looks like he's wearing a gold thong in the photo.
No,
have you not seen this?
It is. No. Come on.
If you just go to Twitter and type in Shadur, you got to spell thong. It right. S-H-E-D-E-U-R thong. Have at it, man. It's very funny. Because it looks like it's a gold thong. You see it?
Holy crap. Come on.
Went viral. Viral.
Come on. Yeah, I see the still shots. Definitely a thong. Jeffrey Simmons kept doing the Shador dance. He was having an awesome game for the Titans yesterday. Kept doing it. Yeah, I see it, unfortunately. I want to unsee it. This tweet, probably the one that you saw, 2.2 million views. Crazy. That's bad. That's rough. All right, let's go to the lightning bets. What do you have?
Let's do the Barkley touchdown plus 110 at BetMGM. I'm gonna check. I should have checked during the break, but I was too busy looking at Shador's thong to shop around for a better price. Best touchdown price you could find plus 110. Yeah, that's pretty much the consensus price, plus 110. Okay. I'm going to do that, and then hopefully the Eagles just win the game because I did give out last week. I gave out a Georgia money line and an Eagles money line parlay. So hope the Eagles win, and I hope Barkley gets into the end zone.
What was the touchdown last Monday? No, it was the sack. Abdul Carter, right?
Oh, yeah. We hit that one.
He had a half a sack all year, and then we were talking about it. All right, it's time, it's time, it's time, and he got it. That was a cool win. When both of us saw the number, the exact same talking points, the idea, we landed on the exact same thing. So I feel like I have to join you on Saquon, but Eagles. Come on, Eagles. Give me a win. Give me a cover. I see a lot of pressure. I don't see a Vic Fangio defense getting embarrassed like they did last week. Again, whether we're talking about the run or not getting pressure, even without Jalen Carter, I still think they're going to be able to get home. So Eagles go on the road. A lot of support there. They win and they cover the two. So I'm going with the Eagles. We're on the same page there. And I'd really like to see the Eagles win so I could at least have a 4-1 week. I mean, please give me a good week. Finally, it's been a rough road. All right, Paul Aspen, lightning bets. What you got?
You know, on Barkley, also, there is an odds boost token, 25% odds boost token at BetMGM. You can boost to plus 110 up to plus 138. So that's what I did. And AJ, fading AJ, under 60.5 receiving yards at minus 110. And go Birds.
Fading him. Okay. Yes. Jake, anything?
I wanted to go Eagles, and I probably will, but the positivity bunny, the inflatable rabbit that they put in the locker room is really...
What? Oh, what?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Never mind. Forget it.
There's a positivity bunny?
I will read you the exact phrasing.
Is it real?
Oh, it's real. Oh, it's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. The Eagles have installed a positivity rabbit into the locker room to emphasize positivity and good vibes. The offensive line has stressed that they are not sad. They just wanted a good vibes bunny. And it is a giant inflatable
Eagles. It's 15 feet tall.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Never mind. Chargers all.
That's your team,
well, didn't
Paul.
Didn't they go in the big run after the flower speech? Before?
Oh, it's, water and dirt and stuff. Yeah.
Philly media's got to be killing them.
100%.
Yeah.
I might go to the Philly
You know what,
now.
Though?
There's a bar down the street that's an Eagles bar. I might have to go there tonight and get buckled with the Bunny Boys.
It's really good that this game is on the road. I know I said it'll be more. I mean, it'll be 50-50, if not more, Eagles good. Fans than not. But it's different than them booing the hell out of you. 3 minutes in at home.
Yep. All right.
I think.
Go Birds. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Sam, I know you'll get a kick out of this. I saw this the other day that, you know, everybody's jumping in on Chicago. You got to have something related to the Bears so it gets talked about a whole lot. Bone of Beef also. They have a good, better, best promo that they were promoting all of last
year.
Good, better, best. Good if the Bears beat Green Bay, everybody gets cheese fries. Better if the Bears beat Green Bay by 7, everybody gets a free Italian sausage. Best if they win by 2 touchdowns, everybody gets a free bone of beef. My simple question is, well, what if the touchdown favorite actually wins? What do we get? I didn't get a response. I don't think they're getting anything. So they get all this free promotion, and they don't have to give away anything because the Bears lose.
What do you get if the quarterback goes for it all on 4th and 1 and doesn't get it? Needed 1 yard. Went for the home run. Intercepted. DJ Moore's wide open on that play, too. I know hindsight's 20/20.
I know.
You know what's wild? And I agree with you. You said this off the top. And I thought this right away, right when they got the ball. I texted my buddy who's a huge Bears fan, not in a group thread, because I don't rile up the group threads. I could have very easily put, ha, 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 but I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Took the high road. If they scored a touchdown, they were going for the win.
100%.
Yep.
Yes.
He was going for the win. You know it, and I know it. Get out of there with a win.
The books that do post look ahead lines, not just 1 week, but multiple weeks in advance.
Green
I do
Bay
see
one
on. Yep, 1 is 1.5.
Yep.
What's that going to close?
How?
Pick?
I was going to.
You'll get Bears money. It'll show.
They should beat up Cleveland. But we'll see. Who knows? Shador threw for like 400 yards yesterday. He had a great game.
In a thong.
In a
what
thong.
Were you gonna ask, Paul?
In a thong. Yes.
How about yesterday for Chicago? Bulls lose by 30. Hawks lose like 6-7-1. Notre Dame gets knocked out, and the Bears lose to the Packers.
That's a tough Sunday. Yeah, Quenville. Quenville came snowed. Out looking for blood in that game.
Yeah.
Because Quenville's coaching the Anaheim Ducks now.
Yep.
So wow. Think that one was personal, Joe?
Especially after they lost to them last week. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So what does he do? Tell him score more goals? Try harder?
Yeah. Up on your skates.
Try harder.
Yeah.
Move those feet.
Forecheck.
Get the pucks in. Barry always say, Barry Rosner, pucks on net. Sometimes puck go in.
Yeah.
We should pucks I was thinking net, about this too. Happen. We've got 9 shows left. We should hit some home runs here. We should get Rosner back on. We should get guys like Corby back on. One more spin.
Who else?
We should do it.
We're getting tweets about it.
DeCaro. Julie DeCaro.
No, we're getting tweets about GRP.
GRP should probably come on. Tony Miller claims he's coming on. And Kenny White. Okay. We'll see. They've been dodging us all season, Paul.
Find out. Yep.
2026.
9 more to go. We'll be back tomorrow, yep. I think. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.